United Health Group making good on a threat to pull out of Obamacare. The nation's largest health insurance provider announced Tuesday that as of next year, it will no longer participate in President Obama's signature health care exchange. The reason? Good old-fashioned math, says Reuters health and pharmaceutical correspondent Caroline Humer.
They're losing money on Obamacare, and they have been for a while, and they basically say they can't make money in this business.
United Health will stop providing coverage in most states, leaving nearly 800,000 people scrambling to find another way to pay medical bills. But United Health's wounds are largely self-inflicted rather than indicating a problem with Obamacare.
The way Obamacare is set up, you do better if you have more customers. The more customers you have, the less risk you have, the better you do. So United Health thought they were going to get a lot of customers. They thought that they could manage the costs and the risks around all those customers, but they priced high. And when you price too high, you don't get the customers.
Which suggests the competitive nature of the exchanges are actually working like they were designed to. A big percentage of the nearly 13 million Americans using Obamacare went with other, cheaper insurers. Those who are now being dropped by United Health can sign up with another Obamacare insurer willing to take them on.